Our guest in the cafe this morning is Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, here we are at the holidays, huh?
It is.
Well,
holidays.
It's just upon us. And so many things are going on, but there's an organization called Hunt County Kids that is supported by Hunt County United Way, and they're very involved in acquiring clothes for children at Christmas.
Clothes and toys at Christmas time.
And toys.
They are taking applications for toys for both the young people and the teenagers, and they do an application process, and that's for any child in Hunt County who may not be receiving from any other agency. But they also do Clothe a Kid in the Quinlan ISD school districts, which is similar to Hunt County Clothe a Child in Commerce, Greenville, Celeste, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And Clothe a Child, although the function and what they do is basically the same, it's a separate organization from Hunt County Kids.
It is, yes. So it's a little confusing, but there are opportunities for anyone who wants to give to those agencies, or if there's a need in the community, to you can always call the United Way, and we kind of help guide which direction you need to go.
I see. You are a traffic cop for the people who need help, or people who are looking to provide help.
You know, yes, we do that a lot. We are, a traffic cop is a good word, but it's a great opportunity to match donors with the needs.
Uh-huh. You said something about application. So what's the process whereby people or families qualify?
It is a qualifying. You would fill out the application. Usually they're going to ask for income and outgo, which is kind of standard with any application for need, based on need. The application is through Hunt County Kids. You can call their office or you can call our office, and we'll get you in the right position there. But it's just basically what your child ages, sizes, etc. They for Christmas time, they do toys and a little bit of clothing. So
it seems to me I've heard in the past that teachers are involved in this.
They are involved. For Hunt County, Clothe a Child, and then Clothe a Kid in Quinlan, the teachers recommend the students for the clothing specific. Mm-hmm. But for the toys that Hunt County Kids do an application process.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a unique opportunity to help kids shop for their clothes. The first of these was today, but there's another opportunity tomorrow, Wednesday, December 2nd.
Correct. Uh-huh. With Hunt County Clothe a Child, they have a shopping event on December 1st and 2nd. Starts at 6 a.m. Yes, that's in the morning. And it runs through about 8 o'clock. The kids have already got their tickets, per se, to come and shop during a certain time. They show up. You match a volunteer to the kid, and you get to help them shop for their Christmas clothes. Great opportunity, especially in Greenville, where they're standardized dress. They try to get them in at least one uniform, then a coat, etc. So it's a great opportunity if you'd like to volunteer at the Walmart in Greenville and Commerce.
We're talking with Frances Dalby, who's the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. You mentioned that teenagers are included in these programs.
In several of the programs. We support CASA for Hunt County as well, and any child who is in protective custody or foster home, they are given gifts. Now, that's not an application process. They're just, by default, if they're in the program, they would be qualified, but the Hunt County Kids is taking applications. Salvation Army's already ended their applications, but if there's a need, there's someone filling it, and then, like I said, we're always trying to help hook up volunteers and donors with those agencies.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's also some food assistance programs, and Pud Kearns was in here the other day talking about Fish, the Hunt County Shared Ministries, and the, I think, 900 Thanksgiving food baskets.
That sounds about right.
They're putting together, but then they're going to do the same thing all over again with turkeys.
At Christmas time. Correct. It's my understanding that there's going to be another drive that just to kind of get the turkeys. And we talked before we were on the air about, there've been a lot of collections with the Herald Banner, the barbecue that, Fish raises a lot of money that way. And you're seeing that money kind of come back into the community with those 900 baskets here at Thanksgiving. And then again, baskets at Christmas time. So,
well, just a minute or so left, but I wanted to ask you about, there's a new little library, and this one is in Commerce.
It is at the city park. It's going to have a neat little location right there under a tree. Kids are going to be able to come to the park, play on the equipment, and get a book to take home. And they can take a book or leave a book, whichever suits their needs at the time.
Mm-hmm. That's getting to be really a very popular program, isn't it?
It's very popular. As of the end of November, we will have 17 little libraries in Hunt County.
Is that right?
Yes.
And there were none, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, we started this program. So I'm very proud that these are in neighborhoods where kids may not have access to the great public libraries that we have. They can have access to books within walking distance of their home.
Very good. Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.